older, you'll find that the only things you regret are the things you didn't do.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Oh, Lordy, how they could love. Swore to be true to each other, just as true as the stars above. He was her man, but he done her wrong.
You're now listening to The Perplexiterium with Dr. Sarcophagi.
Hello, this is Dr. Sarcophagi here on The Perplexiterium here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. Hi, how y'all doing? Tonight, the topic is deep throats. That's right. People with really deep voices singing really wonderful songs deeply. Yes. Oh boy, I got a lineup for you. Lineup for you, boy. Let me tell you, there's going to be so many songs and so many voices that's going to rattle your intestinal tract. My God, you're going to feel like you took at least a 12-pack of X-Lax. It's gonna rumble, I mean, rumble. Get ready to rumble from all these sub-basement, subliminally deep, deep voices for the night. Oh, I had to stop myself. I was about to give myself a appendectomy by accident. Oh, let me just shut up and just start the show, for God's sake.
Stormy the night and the waves roll high, bravely the ship doth ride. Hark, while the lighthouse bell's solemn cry rings o'er the sullen tide. There on the deck see two lovers stand, heart to heart beating and hand in hand. Though death be near, she knows no fear, while at her side is the one ever dear. Loudly the bell in the old tower rings, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Sailor, take care, sailor, take care, danger is near thee, beware, beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so
ancora ribellione. O quando andrà la sua tenezone, o quando la sua tenezone, o quando la sua tenezone, vei sul sol, vei sul sol.
Come fill me again.
What you just listened to, Thurl Ravenscroft. Yeah, y'all recognize that voice. Tone of the Tiger's voice. The Mean One, Mr. Grinch, the Grinch song. Yeah, that's a deep ass voice. That's a subterranean voice, isn't it? I want y'all to thank Mr. Fab for refreshing my memory on the charming Mr. Ravenscraw. I love that guy's voice. I can't help but think it's a cartoon voice because it's just so comically deep. It's just like ridiculously deep that you just can't believe that it's not somebody singing normal, and it just slowed it down like I tend to do on the show from time to time. Which leads to the third song after I tell you about the second song. Now that I brought up slowing stuff down, the song you heard after that was Samuel Raimi, operatic bass baritone Samuel Raimi, from a rather famous role of his, Mephistopheles from Faust, or La Damnation de Faust, or obviously The Damnation of Faust. The song was Son lo Spirito, I'm the Spirit, and like I said, Sam Raimi, quite famous operatic singer. I remember when I first heard the production of Faust, I was like, wow, what an amazing performance and amazing singer. Who's it written by Faust? Was it Goethe? Is that right? Yeah. I got this little book of Faust, illustrated by Harry Clark. Oh my God, fantastic illustrations. The book is so tattered and so well reviewed in terms of me just thumbing through it. After a while, I had to put it in a little plastic sleeve, like a little comic book sleeve, because I just, you know, the pages are tattered and yellow and yellowed and worn, but it is something I break out every once in a while and look at. Anyway, and after that, like I said, I slowed down the version of John Denver singing Annie's song. Now you're asking yourself why I did that. Well, when I was a kid, and I've told this to Rich in Washington, when I was a kid, I would, you know, take some 45s, and every once in a while, either I would do, like, play the B-side just to see if that song is just as good as the A-side, or I would slow certain songs down, 78, and just to hear what they sounded like. And oddly enough, John Denver always sounded so much more interesting, much more complex in terms of his voice when he was singing as a baritone. So that was Annie's song done baritonally. There you go. Which, you know, as a kid, I could sing along with it, especially after my voice cracked. Well, actually, my voice didn't crack. I think I've told you before that Dr. Sakawa guy went straight from, you know, one voice completely into what you're listening to right now. I'm not kidding you. Hormones just went boom. Here's a voice. Damn it. All right, now let's get to the rest of the show. Since we're doing a show on people with deep voices, I figured I'll summon up the deepest voice I know. So let me get this little thing going here and turn that around there, and there it is.
Hello, Dr. Sarcophagi. You've summoned me again. Have you come to play?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I have come to play.
Oh, wonderful. past, we will use your flesh as the canvas for the most exquisite agony.
Oh, actually, I just want you to, you know, do something for me other than that. I was wondering if you could, you know, sing for me.
What?
I said I was wondering if you could sing for me.
Dr. Sarcophagi, I do not sing.
Oh, well, you don't really have to sing then. You can sort of do it like that, Doc. Kind of German cabaret sprechen speech. You know, speech singing, that kind of thing. I think that's what it's called, sprechen speech, sprech speech, that thing.
It's called sprechersang.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. That's what I want you to do, sprechersang. Now, I want you to sing this song right here.
You want me to sing this?
That's right.
Very well, Dr. Sarcophagi. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine, yes. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I felt inside. And then that elevator starts to ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name. And I'm a flame from hell. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out that fire. You're the mate that I was created for. The fate that I was all made for, and every time your lips meet mine. Down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic of Leviathan. You know, Dr. Sarcophagi, you chose well with this song.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Yeah, you're doing a good job, absolute good job.
Thank you, Dr. Sarcophagi. Is there more?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Here it comes now, I think.
You're the one that I have waited for. The mate that fate has created me for. And every time your eyes meet mine, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic of Leviathan. Under that old black magic from Leviathan. Under the old black magic of
Yeah. Very nice, very nice. Now get the hell out of here.
Everything colorphosetic. All we need is your collaboration, Mrs. Jones.
This is my voice, my weapon of choice. This is life. This is life. This is a plate. This is a cup. This is a story I didn't make up. This is a girl lost in the wood. Some covered wagon from some other hood. This is a voice. These are the hands. This is technology mixed with a band.
Black bodies swinging in the sun. gallant sow. The bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. And fresh. And in the sudden smell of burning flesh, here's a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree.
Listen to This Is Life, Grace Jones. It's from the album Hurricane, one of her last recent releases. I hope she does more, even though she's what, 70 something? She looks 35 something, 30 something. She looks fantastic. If you ever get a chance, see her documentary, Moonlight and Bombay, I think it's called. Just look it up. She's amazing. Amazing, amazing documentary. I love her voice. She has the most lovely speaking voices. She doesn't have to sing a damn thing, just speak. Like what she does in the song Walking in the Rain. I was gonna do that one, but I wanted y'all to hear that fairly new cut. Been out a long time, but not too long. Song after that was from the band Apocalypta. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I know that I never heard of it before. They're a Finnish symphonic cellist metal group. I got that cut because it featured, of course, Nina Hagen. Love that woman's voice. Love myself some Nina Hagen. She rolls her R's like nobody's business. Good Lord, it's like a purr from a tiger. Some kind of dangerous aminal. Not animal. Aminal. A-M-I-N-A-L. Aminal. Not animal. Because she just... Amazing cover from it's a Rammstein song, and they're from Berlin, I believe. Rammstein is, yep. The original, of course, is a fantastic song as well, but you know, it's Nina that I'm focusing on, because you know, Y'all didn't think I was going to just play nothing but Barry White and Isaac Hayes all night. I mean, there's some women folk out there that got some great deep voices, which I'm going to be featuring later on tonight. And the song after that, Cassandra Wilson. Deep, throaty, sensual voice. Singing Strange Fruit of Billie Holiday fame. Oh, Cassandra Wilson, she's a wonderful singer. When I first heard her, I was like, is that a dude or a lady with a hoarse voice, a cigar voice? What is she doing? How did she get that voice? All I know is it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And let's see now. Let's get to the rest of our songs for tonight. Because I know that Barry White's going to show up eventually. And Isaac Hayes, like I said. The Barry White Sonic Muscle Relaxer. It's good for what ails you. Just let the tremendous power of Barry White's Basso Profundo work all the tension out of your body.
Take it off. Baby, take it all off. I want you the way you came into the world. I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panic.
Just listen to it. You almost feel the applied force of his deep, penetrative panty speak that works in an instant.
After a hard workout, I love rubbing Barry White on my arms and calves. He soothes and relieves.
After a run or a jog, having Barry White on my sore buttocks and thighs, child, it's a miracle. And it's made with water-resistant polymers, so it's great in bubble baths.
And it's even a fantastic kitchen appliance for opening tough jars or for intergalactic excursions.
As a Time Lord on the go, it's most efficacious for opening electronically locked prison doors, manacles, or to subliminally pacify maniacal killer robots.
Exterminate!
I want you to wait.
Sexy voice! Sexy voice! Erogenous circuits are being overwhelmed! Why aren't there any female Daleks with which to copulate? To copulate!
The Barry White Sonic Muscle Relaxer. When you want it deep, it goes deep.
When we met, you weren't quite clear to me. What you had in store was there for only me. Surely you know you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you moved.
move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had me hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move, girl, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my searching's over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
get her out of my mind. down your street. On fire, velvety eyes and pearly skin. When she'll know, got your dog, we'll give him a kiss.
I got to choose.
What you just listened to, Barry White, Ecstasy, When You Lay Down Next to Me. Let me tell you, Barry White, he's the man, and he's got that voice, that persuasive, sexy voice, deep. I mean, I don't mind telling you, if Barry White were to tell Dr. Sarcophagi, I'm gonna pour honey all over you. Then I'm gonna smack that hornet's nest on top of your head and let all those bees go all over your body. I'll go, okay. That's the kind of sexy voice he's got. The song after that, A Mandolier. That's a cool song, Blood and Honey. 1976. I gotta thank my friend Sharon for that one. I had never heard of a mandolier before. She was big back in the day, but mostly she was a Euro diva. She's still around, big in Europe. Apparently, a muse for and an associate of artist Salvador Dali. That's right. Love myself some Dali. And if you hear me out there in the great beyond, Salvador Dali, hello, Dali. All right, and Dr. Sarcophagi is going to have to apologize for the big psych out, because I did not and have not played any Isaac Hayes tonight, and I will not because I'm closing up the show. But I did put in a song that I needed to put in. Melvin Franklin, Temptations. I could never stop loving you. Melvin Franklin, man, got a voice. I was trying to find something from Purvis Jackson from The Spinners, but then I remembered Melvin Franklin having a wonderfully deep baritonal bass voice as well as Purvis from The Spinners. But anyway, it's time for Dr. Sarcophagi to sign off. And thank you for listening to the Perplexitarium here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. Get ready for the Maraschino melodrama with the charming and lovely DJ Shangri-La. Y'all have a nice night, you hear? Good night. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the musical Potpourri, known as Maraschino Melodrama, airing exclusively on Sheena's Jungle Room, part of WFM Vavavoom, listener-supported freeform radio. Now, as I understand it, Potpourri is highly flammable, so we're about to set it on fire with Voyage by the Paris-based Japanese singer-songwriter Kumi Solo, so let it burn.